So let's review. The Mishnah at the beginning of the parak said, Asara yuchsim olam in Babel. The Jews returning from Babel to Eretz Yisrael with Ezra's Sefer were divided into 10 distinct classes of lineage, among them Geri, Becharuri, Mamzeri, converts, freed slaves, and children of prohibited marriages punishable by Karas. And the Gemara cites supporting Pesukim. The Gemara proceeds to discuss the consequences of marrying women of dubious lineage, even if they are halachically acceptable. One who marries a woman who is not suitable for him, because her lineage is tainted, as if he plowed and then sowed salt, which means that he does not benefit from his effort. One who marries an unsuitable woman for her money will have unworthy children. Furthermore, ein mamin palat. Chay desh nichnes v'chay desh yatze u'memaynim avid. He will lose the money in short order. One who marries an unsuitable woman, Eliyahu HaNavi binds him and Hashem whips him. A similar statement by Yatana. Al kul me'eliyahu kreitz v'kodesh baruch chaysim. Oiloi l'peis l'zari u'lepeig mesmeshpachtei. Eliyahu writes and Hashem signs the following statement. Woe is to him who disqualifies his children and his family. When Hashem rests his presence on his people, he testifies regarding everyone except an individual who marries an unsuitable woman. As the Pasuk says, Shifti ka edis li Yisrael. A must have edis li Yisrael, bizman shashvatim shifti ka. There is testimony only when people and families remain pure. A related statement, Hashem only rests his divine presence on families of impeccable lineage. The Gemara adds another point regarding those of tainted lineage. People of dubious lineage habitually insult others regarding their lineage and are not accustomed to speak well of others. Shmuel added that they usually insult with their own blemish. Indeed, the Gemara records an incident of someone who ruggled the Kari Inchi Avdei, Achar Zalei de Avdehu. He habitually called others slaves, whereupon Rabbi Yehuda bar Yecheskel pronounced him a slave. Thereafter, this person asserted, L'didi Karis Le'avda, Da'asini Mebeis Chashmenoi Malka, you dare call me a slave when I descend from the royal family of Chashmenoi. Whereupon Rabbi Yehuda replied, called the Amam and the Beis Chashmenoi Kasina Avdehu. Anyone who claims to descend from the Chashmenoi is indeed a slave. Only one maiden survived from their descendants, and she threw herself off a roof and died. In the course of telling this story, the Gemara references the following halachas. Once a person is appointed a leader of the community, he is forbidden to perform manual labor in public. However, if Nachman himself built Purta de Gundarisa, a portion of the fence, to fulfill the mitzvah of Micah. It is forbidden to be served by a woman, whether an adult or a minor. It's forbidden to send greetings to a woman, even with her husband, because as Rashi explains, they might form an improper relationship. If a Talmud Chacham cites a ruling from his teacher, if he reported it before the incident, it's accepted. If he reported it after the incident, it's not accepted. The Gemara relates several incidents regarding people of dubious ancestry who married into Klal Yisrael. Dalad Meis Avadim, Vamir Dalad Alafim Avadim, Hoy Lelefashcha Ben Imer V'kulam Nitmu B'kuhuna. 400 slaves, and some say 4,000 slaves, married into families of Kahanim. As Rashi explains, Hoy Machzikin Atzman B'kahanim Mitech Shoy Oichel Mitchuma. They passed themselves off as Kahanim since they were slaves of Kahanim who are permitted to eat Truma. Any kind who displays brazenness is certainly from them. However, Belazar disagrees and says, it's not unusual for most Kahanim to be argumentative, and so this is not indicative of a blemish. The Gemara Daf Ayin Aleph cites two opinions regarding the status of intermarried people with tainted lineage. Kishakadish Bochum Mitar Shvatim, Shifte Shalevi Mitar Tchila. The Mashiach will come, Hashem will purify Klal Yisrael by identifying their lineage, beginning with Shevet Levi. Kesef Mitar Mamzerim. It is possible for a Mamzer to purify his family by using his money to assimilate, because mishpacha shenitma nitma, assimilated mamzerim will be purified and not separated from Klal Yisrael.